From the stage of the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,088th consecutive performance of the world's oldest living broadcast, the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring those two handsome young boys, the Wilburn Brothers.
Walked away and said it was goodbye. You laughed when you saw teardrops in my eyes. But I'm still yours completely, heart and soul. How can a heart so warm love one so cold? A big heart. The big heartbreak just won't end. Please come back soon to this old used to be, or the big heartbreak will be the death of me. I could only stop my loving you, then maybe I could love somebody new. This pain is killing me, what can I do? I just can't live much longer without you.
Teddy and Dawn and their big new record release, The Big Heartbreak. Well, thank you, boys, and welcome, Teddy and Dawn, to the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, it's good to be here, Grant.
Well, we got a great show planned for the folks tonight with such opera notables as Miss June Carter, Archie Campbell, Del Wood, Tommy Vaden and his fiddle, Ralph Sloan, and all the Tennessee Travelers, and featuring as our very special guest, that sweet, singing, good-looking boy from San Antonio, Charlie Walker.
Charlie will be out here to sing one of his fine songs in just a few minutes, but right now I want everybody to listen to the trials and troubles of that funny man of the Grand Ole Opry, Archie Campbell. Let's make him up.
How are you, boys?
Fine, Arch. How you doing?
I'm Teddy and Doll Wilburn.
Archie, it's been a long time since we've had the pleasure of working on a show with a big star like yourself.
Yeah, you lucky dog.
Maybe you might be able to help me out a little bit tonight. I got a little problem that's been bothering me, and I don't know whether to go to a palmist or to a mind reader.
You don't know whether to go to a palmist or a mind reader. Well, now, a palmist reads the palm, right?
That's right.
And a mind reader reads the mind.
That's right.
If I were you, I'd go to a palmist.
A palmist?
Yes.
Why?
Well, you have a palm.
That's my brother you're talking to.
Excuse me.
What do you do for a living anyway?
I'm in show business.
You're in show business?
Yeah, I work with the circus. I'm the petrified man with the circus. It costs $1 to see me.
$1?
Yeah.
That's kind of high, ain't it, Arch?
It costs a lot of money to keep me petrified.
That's my brother you're talking to.
Excuse me. Yeah, you see, I make $50 a day except when it rains.
Well, when it rains, what do you get?
I get wet, silly.
Archie?
Yeah?
That's my brother you're talking to. I'm kind of worried about you.
What's trouble?
Well, I'm kind of worried about you. Now I'm beginning to wonder. How many was there in your family?
Well, let me see. We ain't had a count lately, but last I heard there was 14.
14?
All together?
14 altogether.
Uh-huh.
No, just one at a time.
Archie, isn't it kind of hard to remember all their names?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You see, the trouble in our family was, the trouble we had was, there's all girls.
Oh?
Every one of them except the boys, that is.
Yeah.
And they all had the same name. Every one of them named the same name.
Every same one of them. Name?
Yeah, they're all named Bill except Jack. His name was Joe. We did have a problem. A little confusing at times.
Yes, I can see where it would be.
Yeah.
Well, now then, I'm even beginning to worry about you a little bit more.
Yeah.
How about your nationality?
I'm glad you brought that up because I'm proud of my nationality.
Oh?
I'm a Republican.
No, Archie.
Don't care who knows it.
No. That's your politics.
Yeah?
Your nationality, you know, is like if you was born in England, you'd be an Englishman.
Yeah.
If he's born in Ireland, you'd be an Irishman.
Yeah.
Or if you was born in Poland, you'd be a Pole.
Yeah, if he's born in... How was that?
Well, if you was born in Poland, you'd be a Pole.
Born in Poland, you'd be a Pole?
Uh-huh.
I want to ask you a little question.
All right.
If I was born in Holland, would I be a hole?
All right. Mr. Archie Campbell, ladies and gentlemen, from Bulls Gap, Tennessee. Thank you, Archie. Thank you so much. Now, Grant, will you be kind enough to escort our guest out here?
It'll be a pleasure, Doyle. Folks, we're always happy and proud to welcome our guests for the evening here at the Grand Ole Opry. Here he is, Charlie Walker.
Charlie, it's mighty nice having you visit with us on the show.
It's good to be here, Doyle, and Teddy, it's nice to be working with you again, too.
That's for sure, Charlie.
How are things down in Texas?
Big, Doyle. Real big. You know, the other day I caught a fish, but he was too small to keep.
Hey, I thought you said everything was big down in Texas.
Well, all I know is I had to get a couple of fellas to help me throw him back.
Well, Charlie, I think you better leave the jokes to Archie and June, and you sing us a song. Here he is, the pride of San Antone, Charlie Walker, singing Fooled by the Wine.
Not long ago, you held our baby's bottle, but the one you're holding now's a different kind. You just sit and wait to be somebody's baby, and it all depends on who will buy the wine. Whoever sets them up and tips the waitress, your kind of love just might as well be blind. You'll never know whose lips you'll soon be kissing. That honky-tonky world is not so flashy. Bright lights and blues is all it really knows. Whoever sets them up and tips the waitress, your kind of love just might as well be blind. And it all depends on who will buy the wine.
Say, Grant, you heard the weather forecast?
No, I haven't, Dora.
Well, you know, you can tell it yourself. You really can, but first you have to light up that pipe full of Prince Albert's smoking tobacco.
Now, just one minute. I know Prince Albert is cool and comfortable. I know it's fresh and it's crimp cut for smooth, steady burning. What's more, I know it's got a mild and mellow flavor that just suits pipe smokers. But I doubt very much that it can forecast the weather.
Oh, yes, it can. Now, the next time you're smoking outdoors, just watch Prince Albert's smoke. If it goes up and sort of disappears, why, you're in for real fair weather. But if it eases out of the pipe and settles down and sticks around for a while, that means that it's about to rain.
You know, Doyle, I believe you.
Well, you're the only one that ever has. But seriously, folks, the next time you settle down for a real enjoyable smoke, try Prince Albert and see. The proof is in the puffin, and your own taste tells you why Prince Albert has the flavor most favored in the USA.
Prince Albert, friends, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Well, it's dancing time, and here's Tommy Vaden and his fiddle, along with all the Tennessee travelers, strutting their stuff to the tune of Old Joe Clark.
Thank you, Tommy and dancers. Now, Doyle, it's time we heard from the Wilburn Brothers. So, if you don't mind, how about one of the secret songs that you boys do so well?
Well, we'll be glad to, Grant. And the hymn that we've selected is one that we learned from our mom and dad when we were just youngsters. We'd like to ask the Jordanaires to join with us, because I'm sure that everybody's familiar with this number, When the Roll is Called a Piano.
When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there.
And thank you, Jordanaires. It's always a pleasure to sing for you. It's a pleasure to listen to a fine guitar playing of our next artist, too. Here he is, Chet Atkins, with Listen to the Mockingbird. Thank you, Chet. That was wonderful. But now don't go away, because that's just the beginning. We got another treat in store for all the listeners. Let's all listen to the problems and the heartaches of our next opera performer. Here is Miss June Carter.
Thank you, folks, just a whole lot. I wanted to see old Archie Campbell. Come over here, Archie.
You've got it.
I want to get a good look. Oh, this is terrible.
What's the matter?
This is awful.
What's the matter?
Is that your Adam's apple, or have you swallowed a yo-yo? Right there, see?
You're going to start insulting me. There's one little favor I'd like to ask of you.
What's that, Arch?
While I'm standing out here, keep your mouth shut so I won't fall in.
Well, now, wait just a minute. Your big old ears would hold you out.
Please.
I didn't call you up here to get quarreled at nohow.
Well, if you're going to start fussing at me, there's just one thing you can do. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, just what is that right now? If you're going to be smart
just
about
go
it.
Go ahead and pay me what you owe me.
I don't owe you nothing.
You owe me 30 cotton-picking dollars.
I don't owe you no 30 cotton-picking dollars.
You stayed at my house 3 days last week. That's $10 a day for room and board. You owe me. Pay me.
Oh, now, wait just a minute. I stayed up there, but I didn't eat nothing. I didn't board up nothing. I ain't eat one bath.
That don't make any difference. We operate on the American plan. The meals were there for you. It wasn't my fault. They were there for you.
So I got to pay you.
You're not blame right.
Well, all right, Archie.
They was there for you. It wasn't my fault.
Okay, then. You just pay me what you owe me.
What?
Pay me $50 for grabbing me and kissing me right back there behind that curtain. That's what I charge. It's $50.
June Carter, you know good and well I didn't grab you and kiss you back there a while ago. I didn't do no such a thing.
Well, that ain't my fault. It was there for you.
I'll let you in on a little secret now, and you folks here, too.
What's the matter?
You may be having a good time, but I'm going to tell you something. This old Ryman Auditorium is hainted.
Hainted?
There's haints all over this place, June.
You mean there's ghosts and
skeletons? Oh, at the dead hour of midnight, they fly out of the ceiling and everywhere.
Oh.
They're all over the place.
I don't believe in them things.
They are, too, I'll tell you that. They fly out of the ceiling, through the windows, and everything.
I'm getting gouged. Was you a gouger known me, Archie?
Wasn't me. I ain't the type.
They something gouged in me.
There's haints in this place, just like I told you. They're all over the place. What's the matter now? You're shaking all over.
I was gouged again.
Well, the place is haint.
There's haints in here.
Did you gouge me?
No, I didn't gouge you.
Did you gouge me, sure enough?
No, I didn't gouge you, Arch.
I believe this place is hainted.
We're both getting gouged.
June, listen to me. I'm getting out of here. June, if you see a pair of brown britches going up the alley about 90 miles an hour, don't stop them.
Why?
Because I'll be in them.
Going right out through yonder. Don't you stop it neither.
Why?
I'm going to be about 25 feet in front of it waiting on the back.
Here's Berlin Husky for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor, most favored in the USA. It's the freshest,
Prince Albert,
mild and mellow.
That's PA.
Cool and steady burning,
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow flavor, and cool and steady burning, Prince Albert. That's PA. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. The proof is in the puffing, and PA gives you a mild, mellow flavor, smokes cool and steady burning. And because PA is the fastest selling smoking tobacco, it's the freshest. So get the bright red package of Prince Albert.
¶¶
it's guest time once again, and here's Charlie Walker back with his great all-time hit recording, Pick Me Up on Your Way Down. Charlie?
You were mine for just a while. Now you're putting on style, and you never once look back at your home across the track. You're the gossip of the town, but my heart can still be found where you tossed it on the ground. Pick me up on your way down. Pick me up on your way down when you're blue and all alone. When their glamour starts to bore you, come on back where you belong. You may be their pride and joy, but they'll find another toy. Then they'll take away your crown. Pick me up on your way down. They have changed your attitude, made you haughty and so rude. Your new friends can take the blame. Underneath, you're still the same. When you learn these things are true, I'll be waiting here for you. As you tumble to the ground, pick me up on your way down. Pick me up on your way down when you're blue and all alone. When their glamour starts to bore you, come on back where you belong. You may be their pride and joy, but they'll find another toy. Then they'll take away your crown. Pick me up on your way down.
Thank you, Charlie. That was a great song, and thank you for being with us on the Grand Ole Opry tonight. Neighbors, that brings us down to the spot where we always enjoy introducing the queen of the piano. Here's Miss Del Wood playing, with the help of the Jordanaires, a number from her latest album, Fly by Blackbird.
Again, singing one of their great recordings, Somebody's Back in Town. Fellas, let's sing.
I just heard the saddest news, somebody's back in town. Left off his last time around. Oh, how
is back in town.
It's sure been a pleasure having so many of you with us here at the Grand Ole Opry. Next week, Don Gibson will be here to do the honors along with Roy Drusky as his guest. Listen then, won't you?
Until then, this is Teddy.
And I'm Doyle.
The Wilburn Brothers
saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you next week here at the
Grand Ole Opry!
If you're just about to light up a cigarette, right about now is the perfect time to ask, are you smoking more these days but enjoying it less? If that's the case with you, change to Camel, a real cigarette. Believe you me, you'll start to really enjoy smoking again. Because Camels give you that full, rich flavor, that easygoing mildness, that complete smoking satisfaction that no other cigarette delivers. No question about it. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. And no question about this either. The Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equaled for real smoking enjoyment each and every time you light up. How about your brand? Are you smoking more lately but enjoying it less? Then have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service. And was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company.